Windows are an often overlooked features of our homes, something we tend to take for granted until they need to be replaced. But installing new windows can increase the value, safety, and energy efficiency of your home, so it's best not to put off updating them for too long. There are several factors to take into account before you begin, though, so we asked Rick at Heritage Home Hardware for his advice. He suggests we start by thinking about the difference between replacement and retrofitting, then giving careful thought to the different types of windows available. Replacement versus retrofitting. Doing a full window replacement will improve the energy efficiency in your home, whereas simply replacing the sash, or window pane, will not. If your existing window frames are rotting or are not structurally sound, if you don't have a completely airtight seal, or if you want to update the style of your home's exterior, replacement is definitely the way to go. You may want to retrofit by replacing just a window sash and leaving the window frame intact. This is much less expensive, but keep in mind that it's also less energy efficient. To do this, you need to be sure that your window frames are in excellent condition. Types of windows. There are so many different styles of windows to choose from, and each comes with its own unique set of benefits and features. Some are best suited for specific locations within your home, which are outlined below. Thankfully, many of the options available now have been designed to be a bit easier to keep clean. Single-hung and double-hung windows. Hung windows slide up and down. With single-hung windows, it is the lower sash that operates and usually tilts in. With double-hung windows, both the top and bottom sashes work, tilting in for better ventilation and easier cleaning. Sliding windows. Horizontal, vertical. These windows have one or more sashes that slide horizontally, so you can easily open up half a window for ventilation. These are a great money-saving choice for basements, as long as you make sure that egress requirements are met. Fixed window, picture window. You'll often find a three-section window that has two panes that move and one that remains stationary and is inoperable. That part is considered a fixed window. When a fixed window is a standalone, it's called a picture window. It is beautifully decorative, offers unobstructed views, and increases the amount of natural light that a room receives, but it does not provide any ventilation. Picture windows are often found in hallways or high up on walls in rooms where there are soaring ceilings. Casement window, awning window. Casement windows are hinged, on either the left or the right, and they swing outward. They don't take up any space in a room. They usually operate with a crank and, when fully open, can provide 100% ventilation. Awning windows are similar, though they swing outward from the bottom. They provide full side-to-side ventilation and also help to keep the rain out. Tilt and turn window. These windows tilt inward from the top and provide draft-free ventilation even when it's raining outside. There's also a version that operates with a handle. It allows you to open the window inward for maximum ventilation and easy cleaning, which is very convenient. Bay window, bow window. Bay and bow windows usually consist of three or more units that fit together. They project outward from the house and form a small roof outside. Often the center windows are fixed and only the end units are operational. Garden window. You'll often find garden windows, also known as greenhouse windows, located over kitchen sinks. They feature a center window sash, two side sashes at angles, and a sloped sash on top. They project outwards from the wall and can even include shelves for plants. Hopper window. A hopper window is commonly used in tight spaces and in places like basements where extra light and air ventilation are needed. They are small, hinged windows that open up into a room. There are several more decisions you'll need to make before embarking on DIY window replacement, says Rick. You will also need to consider the window frame material, the various types of window glass that are available, and window efficiency. The windows you choose will need to meet local building codes, and you'll also want to learn as much as you can about installation tips. It's always wise to get an assessment from a professional before undertaking a substantial project like window replacement on your home. For more information, or to get personalized advice from Rick, visit Heritage Home Hardware or call 705-759-5101.